Hey guys, we're continuing this series of Me and My Big Mouth. I wanted to let you know that due to some technical difficulties, we didn't get this week's audio recorded. Instead, I'm going to sit down and read over some of Dave's notes so you get some of the flavor of what we've been discussing. In Matthew 15:11, it says, "It's not what goes into your mouth that defiles you. Instead, you are defiled by the words that come out of your mouth." And again, continuing in Matthew 15:17-20, it says, "Anything you eat passes through the stomach and then goes into the sewer, but the words you speak come from the heart. This is what defiles you. For from the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, all sexual immorality, theft, lying, and slander. These are what defile you. Eating with unwashed hands will never defile you." So why does lying become a part of our lives? Well, essentially it works. In the end, it gives us a sense of control over our lives. It gives us a sense of protection, and it provides us a desired self-image. But Proverbs 12:22 says, "The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in those who tell the truth." And again, Ephesians 4:21-25 says, "Since you have heard about Jesus, and you have learned the truth that comes from him, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and your attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. And then stop telling lies. Let us tell our neighbors the truth, for we are all parts of the same body." So what are some truths that pertain to the truth? Well, essentially, you can't separate God from the truth. John 14:6 says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." We also know that we can't separate Satan from falsehood. The devil was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. That's John 8:44. So what is the devil's plan? Well, honestly, he wants to get you to lie in the first place. He wants you to continue to lie to yourself and live that lie. But 1 John 2:4 says, "If someone claims, 'I know him well,' but he does not keep his commandments, he is obviously a liar. His life does not match his words." And 1 John 4:20-21 says, "If someone says, 'I love God,' but they hate a Christian brother or sister, that person is a liar. For if we don't love people that we can see, how then can we love God whom we cannot see? He has given us this command. Those who love God must also love their Christian brothers and sisters." So why do we lie? The root reason that most of us lie is because we don't completely trust God and what he says. And we lie when we think honesty won't work. So what's God's plan for us? Well, he wants us to protect our hearts. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life." God also wants us to stop lying. Colossians 3:9 says, "Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all of its wicked deeds." And finally, God wants us to confess to him so that he can forgive us, and also to confess to other people for healing. 1 John 1:9 through 10 says, "But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. If we claim we have not sinned, we are calling God a liar, and we are showing that his word has no place in our hearts." And finally, James 5:16 says, "Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so you may be healed." God gives us these powerful tools of confession for healing and for forgiveness. And that's what allows us to begin to strip away our attempts to protect ourselves through lying and through deceit. If we are truly parts of the same body, and we need to remember that we need to treat each other as we treat ourselves. Thanks everybody for listening this week, and I hope you all have a good week.